The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo.
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The morning show you love to hate.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good
one? There you go. It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
Greek, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
And by the way, me and DJ Envy are in here this morning matching, looking like a two suckers.
You guys right? Do look a little
look
crazy.
Like a looking like two high school kids.
This is crazy.
Who are
you guys look like dumb DMC.
Gender fluid. And we decided to text each other last night and say, guess what I'm going to do today?
What?
I'm going to wear an Adidas tracksuit.
Me
well,
too.
I'm going to wear an Adidas tracksuit too.
You look so corny.
You guys look awesome, man.
I didn't know, bro. I woke up this morning. I took a shower. I felt like throwing on my Adidas tracksuit with shell toes.
You guys look like backup dancers or something.
This is ridiculous.
We look so corny.
This is ridiculous.
I walked in. I said, damn it, man.
This is stupid.
How did y'all wear the same exact
same
what
color
do women do,
and everything?
What do? Because women do this a lot. What do women
do? Can we do,
a
who wore it best?
What do women do when they walk into the, like the club or they walk in somewhere and they see somebody with the same outfit on?
Yeah, what do y'all do?
What can you do? Just try not to stand near them.
Jesus Christ.
This is just, oh my goodness.
Well, I want to give a shout out. Last night I was in Brooklyn and Jamie Hector had an event. It was for his charity organization, Moving Mountains.
Why that name sound familiar?
He's from The Wire. Marlo Stansfield from The Wire. And they actually honored Steve Buscemi last night and LL Cool J.
Okay.
It was an excellent event. Some of the students in the program. It's a 10-year anniversary. It's basically a program that helps the kids. They learn how to act. They learn how to perform, sing, do all these different things. And some of the students were there and they performed. And then they got some scholarship money as well as they got awards. And then Steve Buscemi, and I didn't know he was from Brooklyn. You know Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, he came up here.
Mr. Pink from Reservoir Dogs. He did?
No, guess not.
I was like, when did Steve Buscemi? You know him as Nookie from Boardwalk Empire?
Mm-hmm. I thought Steve Buscemi did shoes or something.
I thought of Buscemi too.
Oh, you're thinking about John Buscemi.
I thought I said, wasn't he up there?
I don't know.
No, Steve Buscemi was Nookie from Boardwalk Empire. And
he
was Mr. Pink from Reservoir Dogs.
Does that have anything to do with the shoes?
No.
Did LL wear an Adidas tracksuit last night?
No, he had on a regular suit.
No, he
suit.
Had
I seen
on an
picture.
Actual suit.
Okay. Yeah, I seen his regular
But it was
suit.
A beautiful event, so shout out to everybody that came out and supported it. It was so nice to see the kids. Some of them have been in the program since they were young. And for Jamie Hector, he said he was in a program like that himself when he was growing up. So if you see your kids doing something that they're passionate about, you should try to find a way for them to pursue
you damn right.
Mm-hmm.
You put passion. You put some gas on the fire of their passion. That's
absolutely.
What you do. Absolutely. Not even close.
And the program is free for all the kids, so they basically get donations, and that's how they're able to run the program for each student to be able to come and learn these things from actors.
All right, let's stop dragging this thing out, because I'm ready to go home now. Because me and Envy got on the same damn Adidas tracksuit today.
I definitely need to take a picture of each, and I want the people to decide who is wearing
I'm definitely,
the
I'm definitely not taking a picture.
It's going to happen.
No, we're not standing together.
I'm giving Envy 50 feet all day
absolutely.
Long.
Absolutely. All right. Absolutely.
I'm giving him 50 feet all day. That's the closest we're going to get right here in this studio. Well,
all right. Let's talk about who's coming on the show today.
SZA will be here this morning.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for the self-savior Zigzag Ziggler. SZA will be here.
Of course, she's on the TDE. Her album is pretty dope.
It'll
she's from Jersey, so we're going to kick it with SZA in a little bit. And also, if you need advice, Yee will give you advice a little bit later to get your questions ready. But we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Yes, we'll tell you about a man who is being charged with a murder, and that's after his girlfriend died. We'll tell you what happened.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good
morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Didn't Bruno Mars and his boys have matching Adidas tracksuits on in one of these videos?
But it was a video, guys. You can't come to work wearing matching tracksuits and think that's cool.
We didn't try it.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, tonight is game three between the Warriors and the Cavs in Cleveland. Now, this is what I predict. The Cavs will win, and this is why I know. Last night I played Logan. I was the Cavs. He was the Warriors, and I won by five. So the Cavs will win by five tonight.
I mean, I think the Cavs should get one. The Cavs at least get one in Cleveland. They should.
I would hope so. Now, let's talk about this mom spending $25,000 on her son's prom.
Yes, Saadia Shuler. She wanted to send her son to Dubai for his graduation, but she decided to bring Dubai to Philly. She had a prom for him that cost about $25,000. She had live camels, and she had a Lamborghini. You couldn't even get live camels.
You can't have live camels in New Jersey. Well, not ones that you could ride. In Philly?
Yes. So the entire block was taken up. She had a custom mural, 3 tons of sand.
That's dope.
She had a camel for the occasion. Her friends and family helped her set up for the event. They had 3 different scenes for her son.
What part of Philly?
I don't know what part this was in.
I saw the pictures online. It looked pretty dope.
Yeah, it went viral.
Man, I'm not mad at that. You're a mother. You're supposed to go above and beyond for your kids.
Now, she said she had a stroke 3 years ago. She had several other health problems, thyroid cancer. His father was murdered. And she lost another baby she was carrying, and she lost her ability to work as a hairdresser.
What the hell are you laughing at?
Because of medical problems.
I'm watching the camel right now. The camel's in the middle of the hood eating the trees in the hood. That's just dope, man.
So
I'm
she
just
had
happy
told herself that if she did make it to her son's prom, it would be a night to remember. So she basically had a prom and graduation foundation every day. She
that
said she
dope.
Worked. She put $200 in the foundation and all her spare money into that foundation. And then her friends actually charged her reduced rates and refused to charge her at all. So that $25,000 was lower than it could have been.
Is
prom that big of a deal?
Absolutely. Yes, it is.
Okay. I went to a couple, but they damn sure weren't no $25,000 proms.
And let me just tell you, the camel rental is about $7,000. So that's $7,000 alone. I tried to get a camel, then I tried to get an elephant. But
wait a minute. Why he got his own prom, though?
It's not his prom.
It's the school's prom. But he goes to the prom. You never went to the prom?
Yeah, I went to the prom twice, but I'm trying to figure out why did she need 3 tons of sand and a camel.
She made an experience Dubai. It was in the streets of Philly. Off, so
he was on his, you know how on your way to the prom,
you know, the limo
in front
picture
of the house and you're taking pictures.
Oh, no, nah, that's too much money.
You know the limo picture up? No.
That's what I said. It's in the middle of the streets of Philly.
That looks like.
So he literally was there for like 5 minutes and he made his way to the school.
Right. What's the crazy part? Northside Philly?
No.
That looked like North Philly.
Rent me a Phantom. Rent me a Phantom and I'm good. Okay, now I don't need all that. That was like 5 minutes of time that he probably spent there for $25,000 just to go to somebody else's prom.
That camel made $7,500.
I'm sure they spent more than 5 minutes.
That should have been the school's prom. The school should have had. I don't know why it just hit me, but the school should have had a Dubai theme.
That's
prom.
What I was saying. That's in the middle of the hood. The camel's eating
trees.
Well,
she needs to be an event planner.
I'm cool.
Yeah, she does.
That.
All right, and let's talk about it. Toledo, Ohio. A man is accused of not telling his longtime girlfriend that he was HIV positive. He's been charged with murder now because she died from AIDS.
He should be.
Right. Here's the thing, though. He was a married man, and he had an affair with this woman for 5 years. And the reason that she found out was because the wife found out about the affair, and that's when she went and told the side piece, hey, by the way, he's HIV positive.
Oh, just another reason to keep your penis in your pants and be faithful to your woman.
Ronald Murdoch has been charged with felonious assault and murder.
Oh, he just out there passing that polluted penis all around. Jesus Christ.
My goodness. Oh. All right. Thank you. That's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Or maybe you feel blessed. Whatever it may be. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Call us
maybe
up right now.
Maybe one of your coworkers is wearing the same exact thing as you.
I know, right, girl? Let's just go look in my closet, see what I'm about to wear today, and wear the same thing. Mm-hmm. Well, 800-585-1051.
I knew that's what happened.
It's Christ. The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, peace and blessings, y'all. Good morning. How y'all feeling today?
Oh, man.
What's up, peanut oil guy?
Peanut
AKA
oil guy.
A.K.A. Porta Potty guy. A.K.A. Sean Stone.
Why you guys didn't tell me you was wearing the Adidas tracksuit, man? I would have put mine on.
Oh,
man,
goodness.
Shut up.
You still can.
Hey. Why you mad?
You act like we...
No, I'm not mad. I'm blessed. But I want to talk about a 5-year-old kid, Jaheim Hunter, who was hit by a stray bullet by a Bronx man.
Yeah, very sad.
It's very sad, man. Because I have a son, man. Mm-hmm. Envy got kids. Charlamagne got kids. It's very sad what's going on in this world, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
Is, man.
And once again, I keep telling y'all over and over, the craziest people exist in the Bronx and all of Florida.
Hey, and one more thing. There's a girl in Tanzania that loves Charlamagne, the Breakfast Club. Her name is Hikia.
Hikia, what Tanzania at? That's Africa?
Yes, sir, that's Africa.
How do you know her?
Mean? Huh? Because she hit me up because she loved Porta Potty Guy, man. Come on.
Salute. You're not Porta Potty Guy anymore. You're peanut oil guy. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's going on, man? It's your boy, Zoe, right here in the 305, you know. I just want to jump on and say why I'm mad and blessed.
You can't call yourself Zoe if you're not really Haitian.
What you mean I can't call myself Zoe?
Are you Haitian?
Well, that's why I call myself Zoe if I ain't really Haitian.
Okay, Sac passe, man.
All
what's
right.
What's going on, though,
why
man?
You mad and blessed, bro?
Well, right now I'm blessed, man, because I'm working, you feel me? Working, you know, going to school, educating myself, trying to get to the next level, you know, on some business. You know, do something strong.
Okay. Well, keep working on it.
Right now, you know,
hey, Zo.
Yo, what's up?
What does a gay Haitian say to another gay Haitian?
What?
Man, why y'all always talking about some gay
shit? Answer the question.
Man, you always
young. Question. What does the gay Haitian say to the other gay Haitian?
Man, you always saying some gay shit, man. Why you got something wrong
what?
With you,
what does
man?
He say? I'll play this game. What does he say?
Suck a dick.
You know what? Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. Or if you feel blessed, hit us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's your girl, Nay, from Indianapolis.
Hey, Nay, you mad? What's the matter? Why are you calling this morning?
I'm calling this morning because, well, I'm blessed that I woke up and I'm going to work to get some coins.
There you go.
Get them coins,
but,
girl.
Some coins.
Yes, but I'm pissed off because the client who house I have to go to, her house literally smells like bounce that ass.
It smells like bounce
what?
That ass?
bounce that ass.
Wow.
You know, when you go to the party or to a club and everybody and all the thoughts is in there twerking and sweating and it starts stinking.
Maybe that's what she's doing late at night. Maybe she does that for exercise.
Yeeks.
Well, I hope not, because she's
sounds like a mess.
Doing all of that.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Definitely.
Did you tell her that it smelled like bounce that ass?
No, it's a client. You can't tell a client that.
Yes, you can.
I can't tell them
no, you
that.
Can't.
You better come bring some air freshener or something.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. I had to put in a 2-week notice for her.
Well, I'm gonna be honest, man. I'd rather the house smell like bounce that ass than pop that poom poom.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy, man. This is Richard Envy, man, from Virginia, calling about something y'all talked about this morning in the morning show.
What you talking about? Tell them why you're mad.
We just started. What are you talking about?
Why you calling?
Oh, I'm a little mad because y'all a little judgmental about the man in Philly whose mom went out and did a little, elaborate red carpet deal for his prom.
I ain't mad at her.
I'm
she
not judgmental.
She can do whatever she want to do with her money. I'm mad. I ain't think of it.
Yeah, so yeah, but I mean, you have to know the backstory, man. His mom, she had cancer, wanted to do a little something for him special, and for kids to graduate in the cities, and North Philly's a big deal.
Hey, my brother Angela Yee told us the whole backstory.
She said that if she made it to his prom, that she was going to make sure he had an amazing night,
and she sure did.
Right. Okay, because they was talking about how she spent the money, so to speak. Like, nah, that's too much money. You can't be blowing money on that.
I mean, listen, if we hear a story about how he graduates high school and don't got money for college, we all going to be calling her stupid.
Oh, no, he got money, but I think the boy got scholarships and stuff like that, man. That stuff to take care of.
Well, congratulations to him.
Absolutely. I'm just glad she was able to do it, man. What a night. I wish in my prom, I would have had a camel and some sand and all that, but hey.
By the way, if I spend $25,000 for a Dubai-themed prom, you riding that camel to the prom. You and your little date. Y'all going to get on these humps, and y'all going to ride this camel to the damn prom.
It's going
to
take you.
Okay?
It's going to take you 45 minutes
to get
to the prom.
It don't matter. When you pull up with a camel, boy, that's a different type of level.
There you go.
All right? It's levels to this thing, right?
Tell them why you're camel. Blessed. 800-585-1051. If you're upset or if you're blessed, you could call us at any time. Now, Yee.
Yes.
We got rumors on the way?
Yes, well, guess what? Remember the movie Juice? It's the 25-year anniversary. And did you know there was an alternate ending?
Really?
Yes. Well, in celebration of that, you can watch the alternate ending to Juice.
I'll tell you all about it.
That was so Tupac wouldn't die?
I'm intrigued.
Listen to the rumor report.
All right. We'll find out when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. We have to talk the movie Juice.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, it's been over 25 years since Juice was in the theaters.
Just another reminder that Uncle Charles is an old head.
In honor of the anniversary of that, the director, Ernest R. Dickerson, unveiled the ending that they didn't go with. So there was another ending, and they chose to go with the ending. Now,
if
you remember what happened in the original ending of Juice, right? Bishop is hanging off the rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
Q is holding his hand.
After they fight.
Yeah. And here's what Ernest R. Dickerson had to say.
Part of who Bishop is was shaped by what he knows or what he has heard happen to his father in prison. We see that his father is traumatized. So, as scripted, when we did the final fight between Bishop and Q on the rooftop, and Bishop goes over and Q holds on to him.
Man, Q, don't let me go!
I got you, Bishop, man, come on, hold on!
Q, don't let me go!
Then he hears police sirens coming, getting closer.
Hold on, man.
He hears the cops coming, and he stops struggling, and he looks in Q's eyes, and he says, I'm not going to jail.
Come on, man. Come on, pull up. He don't let go.
And he lets go. He would rather die than go to jail. It was just an attitude that showed that Bishop wasn't a punk.
That makes perfect sense, especially if you remember early in the movie when his father was just sitting in the living room all blank stared, looking traumatized.
Mm-hmm. I like that alternate ending, because Bishop still goes out like a G, like...
Bishop didn't go out like a G. Bishop went out like a complete sucker, regardless of how you spin it. I mean,
I'm saying instead of going to jail,
Bishop was a sucker. Bishop killed a lot of people that had no business getting killed. He didn't have to shoot Quillis, the store owner. He didn't have to shoot Steele. Rodimus kind of deserved it. All right? Everybody else, no. Bishop didn't go out like a G.
I mean, but we look at him like he was so reckless during the movie.
He was reckless during the movie.
Yeah, when we was young and didn't know no better, we loved Bishop.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Then you get older and you're like,
I guess what always happens in movies, though. You want the bad guy to get away.
Yeah, until you get older and realize, I'd rather be Q.
Rest in peace, Raheem, too. So filmmakers liked that original idea, but the test audience didn't like that. They wanted Q to actually be the one that... lets him go. Mm. They wanted Q to be the one that came out on top.
I don't remember Q letting him go, though.
He did.
I thought he just, like,
he couldn't hold him anymore. Like, he couldn't hold him anymore. Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't hold him anymore. He didn't let him go. He was holding him. And he just...
But and it was like... He slid out of his hand.
There goes the end of
it
my
was
hand.
Different.
Looking at Revolta's arm.
Yeah, it was different than Bishop.
He's trying to pull him up and then he ain't let go.
Yeah, Q just wasn't strong enough. Right. That's all.
He kind of lets go.
Nah, he doesn't. Look. He's holding. He's slipping and he slides off.
He opens his hand. He did not let go.
He opened his hand. Q did not kill Bishop. We're not gonna revise history this morning.
Oh, we look arguing about juice.
I don't give a damn. Okay, drop one of Clue's bombs for all the old heads out here.
Well, producer didn't like that ending either. The one that we didn't get to see, the alternate ending that they just put out. So they said they would withhold the money for advertising and any support unless they changed the ending. So that's why that ending was changed.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Is that fascinating to you?
Yes, it is, actually.
My goodness.
Yes. That's our era right there.
All right, so that 25th anniversary edition of Juice was released on Tuesday, yesterday, so you can go get that if you're interested.
I'm definitely going
to go see that. Absolutely.
All right, Alex Rodriguez is having some issues. His ex is trying to extort him. And when we say ex, it wasn't like a real serious girlfriend. It was somebody he had a little fling with. And that woman is hitting him up, threatening to release text messages unless he gives her $600,000.
Wow.
She said that she would contact multiple media outlets and give these text messages up. Now, originally, she was asking for smaller amounts of money. But when A-Rod started dating J-Lo, that price went up. Because I guess she must have some evidence that he was still contacting her while he's been in a serious relationship. Now, on A-Rod's part, he's not paying her a dime. They're actually threatening to go to the police and federal authorities if she continues to threaten him and try to extort him. And J-Lo is fully aware of what he's going through. And she actually not only stands by him, but she also feels bad because she said she's dealt with similar situations. So she understands.
Who's this dumbass young lady with no coaching? First of all, she shouldn't have went to the media. You done told the media everything that you're possibly going to do. So if I'm A-Rod, I'm like, all right, go ahead and do it. I'm good.
Yeah, we good over here.
I'm good. You should have just kept it quiet and got that money on the low.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Now, hold on. I'm super excited for this one.
Yes.
Because my girl SZA is here.
The side chick Zigzag Ziggler. That's her name.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy. First of all,
into the mic,
I know exactly what song you're talking about.
There's a couple of them.
The whole album?
No, just one.
A lot of the album.
Just one. First off, have you never had a side chick?
Of course.
What are you talking about?
I had a few.
Also, did she know that she was a side chick?
Yes.
Okay, that's a different thing.
That's not true.
No.
Did they all know they were side chicks?
Aren't you married?
Yeah, now, when you're talking about, I've been alive a long time.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. But, you know, I listen to the album, and I feel like the album represents for the girl who is dating a guy who has another girl, but like most side chicks do, they catch feelings.
And what song?
And then they want to be the main girl.
What song? You talking about Weekend?
The Weekend's on there,
yeah.
What else?
I don't remember the names of it.
That's it? Yeah. That's the only one?
No, it seemed like it's more than that.
And it
seemed
like you connected to that, because that's the life you live in.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, though. The Weeknd is a standout song on there, though.
It is.
Like, I really did. I was listening to it, and I really loved it, and I was tweeting about it, and now I'm doing a side chick playlist for Tidal because of the song.
Wait, can I explain this real quick?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm actually saying in the song is my man is your man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all share the same dude, saying that I'm aware. I don't care. I don't need to be his girl. Like, not even saying that you're his girl. Saying that none of us are his girl. All of us are just out here trying to get different things for different reasons, and my particular reason is just get here and do what you said you was going to do.
You just want some penis on Friday and Saturday.
On this particular song.
Right.
Okay. On weekends.
On this particular
the
song.
The best part of the week.
I think it's like taking the power back. Because it's like women just are supposed to do something but like cry and feel weird and like, oh my God, like I don't have no, like he's not my man. I have separate. It's just, it doesn't matter. Just enjoy your life. Focus on what's important to you. If you want to kick it with him, kick it with him. If you don't, move on. Like, it's not a big, it doesn't have to be a thing.
So it's not about Pickens being slim out here when it comes to men.
It's just about comfortability. It's just about, like, being confident in yourself because I think most men don't tell women you're not my only one.
Oh, no, that's how you get in trouble. You got to be honest from up top.
I think you have a rare knack for honesty.
Mm-hmm.
I think most men do not possess that. Not even most men, just human beings in general. Like, I would be scared and nervous to admit the things that I feel out loud, maybe in a one-on-one room, like, with a dude, but on wax, it's a lot different. Like, I can come clean about all kind of things. So, I don't know. It's like that.
Men kind of have a don't ask, don't tell policy.
If you don't ask them,
No, I'm saying if you don't ask them a specific question, they're not going to volunteer information.
I'm telling you off top, I got a woman. I've been with my woman 19 years. I'm letting you know from the start. I mean,
used to,
yeah. I'm letting you know from the beginning.
But I feel like for certain people, like, people will be like, well, you didn't ask him if he had kids. You didn't ask him if he was married.
How do you hide your kids?
Can't hide your kids.
You shouldn't even give a man to hide your kids.
Sometimes people just don't tell you. Have you ever had a guy not tell you he had kids or not tell you?
I low-key don't feel like I have dated enough dudes with kids. Mm-hmm. I've maybe dated, like, one dude with kids. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, it was very... I love kids, so I'm not the person that you have to hide kids from. I'm always just like, let's all play. Like, let's all go somewhere, but... I don't know. No.
After this album, right, I listened to the album. I felt like you needed a hug. Like, you feel
oh,
like,
no.
Who hurt SZA? I feel like you got so much on
no, seriously,
so
who hurt SZA, man?
I was like, I got to give her a
4
hug.
4 years worth of names. No, I just... I'm exasperated. No, I just... It's really just... I never really talked about, like, relationships in a direct way. We used to be very metaphorical, very figurative, very, mm-hmm. like... kind of scared, like, to talk about the way I felt in a literal way or, like, very directly. And I think all these relationships that I'm talking about are over.
Did you feel like you needed a man for approval? Because in some of the songs, it felt like you were looking for approval.
Like, supermodel.
Like, my ass, say my ass looks bigger, you know?
Yes.
Like, it feels like you needed
I think
approval.
All women are. I think from the person that, it's like, it's weird. You could be this hella confident person, but if the one person that you want to find you beautiful doesn't find you beautiful, it kind of doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Like, it just negates all these things, even though all these things are still true. Like, you're still beautiful, you're still gnarly. Like, I've been thick, I've been thin, I've had ass, I've lost ass. And I felt, like, insecure in the process of losing weight and losing booty, but, like, you love me, you're my friend, so, like, lie to me for today, and then tomorrow you can come clean and be like, okay, but for real.
Did you have a guy that was, like, all into you when you was, like, bigger?
And
like,
yes.
Like, he was kind of making you feel bad about being bigger, but then when you lost the weight, he still tried to, like, play mind games with you?
No. Actually, I am blessed to have dealt with real niggas. That's crazy. Like, when I was bigger, I was actually mad at my man because he didn't tell me.
Yeah.
How did you miss that? Like, but it's more so...
But he loved you regardless. He didn't
exactly
care how big you were.
And that was the key. And I think it's more so the way you see yourself. Because, you know, we don't see the world as it is. We see it as we are. So mm-hmm. I felt fat. I felt ugly. I felt undeserving. So I would look... for things and, like, probably, like, dig in places that there weren't any things to be, you know, to be dug up.
So what happened to him?
I don't know.
The record,
so you don't know.
What song on the album is about that guy?
I don't know. All of them.
First of all, the album's dope.
Thank
like,
you.
Like, really dope.
From you, that means a lot.
No, it's really dope.
Thank you.
But you keep repeating, do you even know I'm alive?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're trying to get someone's attention.
Yeah. So I feel like over the last 4 years, I haven't been just doing music. I've been... burying friends, family, like burying family members, burying weight, the way I feel about myself, the mm-hmm. way I feel about the world, the way I feel about God, the way I process information. Like, I don't know. I felt like trapped in myself and then around my friends and then around like guys. Like, I couldn't explain it. It was weird. It was like I felt very invisible around very many people.
So that's why you said, do you even know I'm alive? So you're talking to a whole bunch of people.
Most of this album is me talking to me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm singing from the girlfriend and from the other perspective. Like, I've been the girlfriend that didn't know, and I've been the girl that didn't know that you had a girlfriend.
Mm.
So it's like, I don't know. It's like, you just got to sing from different points of view, like, from where your mind is at. Like,
different
I'm sure
experiences
you've been,
you had.
Exactly. Like,
did Top Dog Entertainment have anything to do with that? Would you feeling like you're not alive because they wouldn't give you a release date?
Oh, my God. No. Okay. So TD is very...
You did wake up one day and kind of bug out on them just a little bit.
I did.
Yeah. What happened? Explain.
I did.
She just woke up one day and was like, yeah. I don't know if you said you wanted off the label or you like, when's my album coming out? Like,
it was nighttime.
Yeah.
I was up all day.
But you know, I will say this.
I was conscious. I made a full-blown decision.
How soon did you regret that? What drove you to that?
I'm just hella childish. And I think when I just get caught up in some like, depending on what it is, like... I don't know, like, I just felt very overwhelmed. I felt like the pressure, it's like halfway through, I felt like people were expecting something from me. And that was also the day I watched somebody, like, pass away for the first time. It was really crazy.
So you emotional that day?
I was hella emotional. I was hella over it. And then I'm also a Scorpio, which should just, like, just add that shit up.
So who called you first after you put that out there? Who was the first call that you got?
Oh. That's how I think nobody even called me. Because I think they were just like...
Do you even know
I'm alive? But on some, like, if she... is she wilding? Like, is she okay? Or I think everyone just assumed that I was wilding. I was going to be fine. But
nobody hit you?
No, I talked, of course, Top. Like, outside of the obvious. Like, right. I spoke to Top. I spoke to Dot. I spoke to Punch that night. And I don't know. I think they didn't even say anything. They just listened to me.
Right. And that's all you need sometimes, somebody to listen.
Yeah.
All right, we got more with SZA when we come back. We got to talk the album some more. Her catching her boyfriend having an orgy. And did she cheat back on him? We'll find out about all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have SZA in the building. Of course, she signed to TDE, has a new album coming out this Friday. Now, Yee.
Now, think about when you first signed to TDE and how you are now.
Yeah.
It was a lot of artist development for you. So
what does artist development actually mean?
I mean, it means to me that, like, you put out.
No, I really don't know. I've always wanted to know, but I feel like I can ask you because it's
right. You know, because, like, even just the way that you dress, the way that you present yourself, the confidence that you have, just even your music from early on and how it progressed to now, you being able to open up and be honest about your experiences.
Like, at this table with y'all again. Right. I just thought that was
But
I don't know. I don't know.
But that's artist development. Even just writing for other people.
I don't agree with that. I think you just grow as a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anybody at TDE could teach you how to be a woman.
Not that they teach you, but I think sometimes people want to sign people that they're ready to put out right now. They already have everything ready. And for you, it was more like you discovering yourself, and people need time to do that. And it is time to grow.
I commend my label because they didn't know that I needed time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I gained weight and lost weight and stopped lotioning and started lotioning.
What?
And like, just had to comb my hair. I'm not combing my hair.
What?
I'm getting braces. I'm not getting braces. Like, just went through mad different phases of wilding out. Like, just being me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they just supported me every time.
I'm not giving you a release date neither if you're an ashy woman.
What?
Like, you can put up
right
with
now.
Some ashy but a girl cannot be sitting in the studio ashy.
You're crazy.
Now she exfoliates and she does.
I do exfoliate a little bit.
What makes you not want to use lotion?
I now use body oil and hemp oil and coconut oil and lots of oils and shea butter, but still not every day. Like, I can't. It's still like a task. Like, it takes like 5 whole minutes to get your whole body. Because first of all, okay.
This is funny.
If you think about humectants and the way that those work, you got to lotion while you wet so that you, like, keep the moisture in.
Right.
But it's like, now I got to air dry. And it's like, this is now 15 minutes into my, I got to go. So now I'm not lotioning.
Well,
I'm here.
Expect that from a woman. You know women have to take a little bit of extra time to get ready.
No. If I was 15 minutes late, you would say.
I'd rather you take the time to put lotion on your elbows.
I'm unlotioning. I'm on time.
Now let's talk about the sound of this album. You said you changed the sound of this album. And listen to the album. There's nothing like this album out that I've heard in a while.
Oh,
so what made you change the sound of the album and why?
I don't think I consciously changed the sound. I think I just didn't know what my sound was. Like, I didn't know who I was or what I wanted to make sonically or what I was trying to achieve or what I was attracted to sonically. Like, I think music was like a separate entity and then I was just over here being me, but I didn't know how to conjoin the two or like merge me into the way that I process music. So when you turn down all the reverb and all the plugins and all the stacks and all these things, like, you're left just with your voice and your thoughts, and then now you kind of have to say something. You don't have to say anything, but you have to mean it. So
The easiest thing to say is the truth.
Yeah.
On Supermodel, you said you've
Supermodel's
been
dope.
You said you've
Thank
been
you.
Secretly banging your dude's homeboy.
Oh my God,
on Valentine's
the interview
Day?
That I was supposed to. First of all, I was supposed to go through all these songs in a very tender, safe place, and now I feel attacked.
No, we really
don't I didn't come up with any explanations.
I respect the honesty. I respect the truthfulness.
No,
I'm not judging.
I don't feel attacked. I wrote the.
But you said you've been secretly banging your dude's homeboy?
Yeah. True story?
On Valentine's Day?
It happened once.
I hope so.
You got to tell this story.
He had an orgy in Vegas, and his mans called me and told me.
So his man was hating on him.
Kind of. I don't know if his man was hating on him as much as his man was comfortable with me. Like, I was friends with his friends. Like, his friends were like my son.
No, that's foul.
So they felt like, but they told me on some,
like, did you say his friends were like your son?
Yes. It was like an accident. Like, cause you know, it was like, if you like, if I'm nurturing, right?
Hold on now.
So your man's homeboy called you to tell you that your man was having an
orgy. But it didn't come out like that.
And you rewarded him with
No. Oh, that's not
who she slept with.
Ew, that would be so terrible.
He was in Vegas.
That's a man.
Doing that.
I did not sleep with the boy that told me.
You sleep with the snitch.
Right.
Okay. He's snitch. He's foul. You shouldn't trust him.
Aw. In hindsight, I'm pretty sure I can't trust any of them.
And he told on him, you can't trust.
You can't trust none of them.
So who'd you sleep with?
That's kind of the bottom line.
That's where all of them can't be trusted.
So it was this boy that I just like a boy that I liked and I've been seeing and we had like been kind of talking and like. I wasn't giving him any play because I liked my boyfriend. Right. And
as you should, right?
I wanted him to like me. And then he just didn't. On Valentine's Day, he, like, aimed me with a it was crazy. He aimed me. Didn't call me. Didn't text me. He aimed me on top of the orgy phone call.
Oh, so you was
from
like,
the night pop. So I'm just like, I'm
so like, use aim anymore.
It was crazy. Well, this is back in the, this is all old also, too. Like,
right.
Yeah, of course. In the words of Ghostface, you don't get a man back like that, though. Like you can't sleep.
Oh, I
with
know better. It wasn't intentional. Yeah. It was just now.
It's happened.
The song is more intentional than the action.
Right. You were
the song
vulnerable
is
awesome at
like,
the time.
Exactly. I was mad as hell on some Scorpio shit quite long ago. Mm-hmm. I would never wish that on me.
Did you tell him? Did you tell the guy?
No, but y'all just did. So,
yeah. Oh, so he don't even know about this.
The album's not out yet.
First of all, most of the people that I've dated are so arrogant. They would never even assume that this is about them. They'd be like... This must be about someone.
No, they're so arrogant, they're going to think it is about
them. No, jeez. Absolutely not. They'd be like, I know she ain't talking about me because she would never trip on me like that or whatever.
Now, the dude who smashed on Valentine's Day definitely going to say something.
He's the most arrogant. He'll be like, I wonder what nigga, who that? Like, I wonder, like, it's definitely, and that's it, I'm sure.
How was that orgy call? What he called and said, hey, your man's here doing an orgy. Like, how was that?
Oh, my God. Like, yo, it slipped out. It was an accident.
It did not slip out.
Yeah, that don't know
what he was doing.
I think he was definitely on something as well. So he was in a very good mood. And that's how that happened. And I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy.
Your man.
He so crazy. It's like an amazing time. Like,
have you ever cheated, SZA?
You talk about it throughout the album. Yes.
Oh, no. Yes, but I feel like if a dude is not treating you as his girl, if he's, who knows if he's claiming you in every circle?
If he's having orgies.
Who knows if he's having orgies?
Orgies.
Who knows if he's even considering you in the same way that you're seeing him as a man? Who, like, you're not his girl in his brain. So did I cheat on anyone? Because you didn't have a girl.
That's how you rationalize when he looks at it. If I was
you
to try to say
people,
that as a man,
you told, like, you told everyone you didn't have a girl.
Who?
And you told me you didn't have a girl. No, that's your guilt talking again. I wasn't talking to you. I wasn't talking to you.
When did I say that?
I would never. No,
are you seeing somebody now?
Huh?
For the sake of this album, no.
Lord knows. No, I was trying to explain what my seeing someone situation, I'm learning about myself, I'm learning about, and honestly, I think I was in a lot of these unhealthy relationships because I didn't have enough self-love, like, built up. Mm-hmm. So, and I found when I fixed the way I felt about myself, like, these situations didn't happen to me anymore. Like, I haven't dealt with a trife dude in so long, mm-hmm. like, in so long, and I'm super blessed and grateful for that, but I don't know. I'm just chilling.
You can't trust guys at this point in your career, though.
No, absolutely not. Because
you're sexy now. You done got all sexy and glowed up on them.
You.
You got an album coming out. People know you about to blow. Somebody out here going to try to trap you.
I cannot. I simply cannot.
Now, I like
I'm untrappable.
You're untrappable. All right. You say that because somebody accidentally took that condom off.
Oh.
Now, listen. I like,
You were classy for, like, 40 minutes. And I was like, wow, this thing's so crazy.
All right, we got more with SZA. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have SZA in the building. Of course, she's signed to TDE, home of Kendrick Lamar and Schoolboy Q. She has an album out this Friday called Control. Now, Charlamagne,
Is it true you stopped wearing your hijab after 9/11? You used to wear hijab?
That is semi-true. Yes.
I read that somewhere.
No, yeah, so my parents, my mother's Christian and my father's Muslim. Mm-hmm. So I would wear my hijab whenever my mom was very supportive. Like, I went to Muslim prep school on Fridays. I went to Juma with my dad. And I felt very, my dad kind of ran my household. So that's just kind of the way everybody went. But I still would go to church with my mom every other Sunday or et cetera, because my dad is understanding and a human being. Mm-hmm. I don't know, when 9/11 happened, it was just like kids were very, like...
Cruel, I'm sure.
Yeah, and they were very sure about the way that they felt mm-hmm. about me, or about the religion, or about Islam, or, like, the idea. And as kids, they thought it was, like, a very separate thing. Like, you don't believe in God, you believe in Allah, when, like, the exact... It's literally the translation. Like, it just means God.
That's it.
It's another word. It pains me to see all this, like, Islamophobia growing and like snowballing and all the bandwagoning, because I know the damage that that can like really cause and where that comes from. It comes from a place of ignorance and fear, not from a place of, I don't even know. You don't, nobody wants to be that hateful or that, but nobody wants to be that scared either. So it's just like, I don't know.
Did it affect you in a way? Because you was kind of choosing like, I guess, fear over faith?
Yeah. Yes. A lot of things, it's weird, like religion when you're young versus religion when you're older. It's shaped by your parents, the relationship with the church, the people in the church, et cetera. Like, and when I say church, I mean any denomination that has a congregation. It took me a long time to, like, fall out of fear and, like, kind of fall into faith. But it's weird. I got into Christianity afterwards to learn. And not because I was afraid of Islam, but just because I spent, like, a lot of my childhood running from, like, the issues with my dad, and that represented Islam at the time for me, and plus 9/11, plus everything else. It was just like, I just want to try something else. Like, I just want to, like, be a different person.
What issues did you have with your dad?
My dad is very stern. My dad is very stern, and he's very, he doesn't mince words, and he doesn't renege on things that he says. And sometimes, you know, I don't know. I think my dad was just growing at the same, my parents were growing at the same time that I was growing, and I'm sure they wanted more for me. Initially, they were afraid that I wouldn't have enough or that I wouldn't be enough. And I don't know. I think my dad was just, I get it. I get it. He was really going hard on some whole other shit, but I'm not afraid of anything.
Stern, protective dad. Didn't want you in the music industry.
It wasn't the music industry that he didn't want. It was more so he wanted me to do something with my life. Okay. And he felt like he wasn't sure if being in music was like doing something with my life. But
now he is.
Yeah, he's down. He's good. So, and he calls me. He's like, I like this song. I love it. I'm like, thanks. He's gonna be mad when he hear the whole album now.
Yes, he is.
He's gonna be like, I'm not even singing about me and from my perspective in every song.
No, don't try to switch it up because daddy might be watching.
You think they're gonna ask you questions? You think they're gonna talk to you about it and ask you questions since you said your mom never really addressed certain things about relationships?
It's funny. My mom is now, like, when I do talk to her about, like, men and the way I feel now, and she's very, like, she wants me to just be patient and, like, be loving and understanding, but also, like, not take no
control.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
When I first think about control, like, the computer key, I think about sneaking up into my parents' attic to wait for the dial-up to, like, work, even though I'm banned from the phone and banned from the computer. Like,
you might be 30, sister. You make a lot of old
references.
Was
dial-up AOL?
Dial-up, right. AOL.
You never had AOL and AIM?
How old? You might be over 30.
You're crazy. I'm 26.
26?
Yeah. If I was, literally, there's Twitter and AIM and Instagram. All that came in the same of my lifetime. So, like, I was here before Twitter. I was here before real internet. Like, before it was, like, a whole World Wide Web. And
she was just young at the time.
Oh, yeah. But I was just on Juno and, like, Googling random things. Like, that's what any of us were doing on the internet back then. It's not shit else to look at. Like, let me just Google what else this look like.
Bang Bros.
What's that?
Don't listen to him.
That's a porn site that he used to
Bang Bros. Great. I used to ride around in that little van and just walk up to random girls and try to get them to have sex.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was great.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
Well, so that's what you want to watch? Roll up in a creepy van and ask women for sex.
There were girls in the van.
Okay.
But did you control?
I'm sorry.
Did you explain control?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Control
is a concept. It's just I've just lacked control in my whole life, and I think I've craved it my whole life, and I couldn't really arrive at it. And now I'm not really looking to arrive at it anymore. I'm just happy to be present. And there's no such thing as control anyway. It's just a concept. It's a word. It's a fantasy.
Sounds real.
But if you focus on controlling, like, the way you feel in the now and what you do with the now, I feel like it leads to having true control in the future.
Well, we like watching you figure it out. The album is really dope. I'm not just saying that. It's a really good album.
Thank you.
Really great album.
And we appreciate you.
You should
for
be proud
us.
Of yourself, SZA.
Thank you. There we go.
Yes.
All right. Well, there you have it. It's SZA. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Let's talk about Boozy Badass. Now, he recently did an interview, and he was talking about being in jail and something that absolutely horrified him. Here's what he said.
I remember I was in Angola. I walked down on a riding that from the back. I walked straight in, 6 in the morning, riding that. I say, man, I won't go home, man. My head up, another riding, man. Taking that bitch.
Oh, man.
Explain to the people, because there's a lot of bleeps what he said.
Well, basically, when he was in jail, he walked into two men having intercourse with each other.
No, not just having intercourse from each other. He said a grown man was riding another grown man's D from the back. Listen, Boosie is clearly traumatized by that experience, and we live in this era where people like to throw the word phobic around a lot. I saw them saying that yesterday. Boosie's homophobic. Well, always remember, people fear what they don't understand. So if you think Boosie is homophobic, it's probably because he doesn't understand how a grown-ass man can ride another man's penis from the back. I didn't even know buttholes work like that.
He said, I didn't know about the Coke can in the shower.
The what?
The what?
I guess you guys don't know about this either. The Coke can in the shower.
The Coke can in... What the hell is that?
I guess, you know, you're not supposed to go in the shower at a certain time if there's a Coke can.
Oh,
I don't
like
know.
Coke can is like a signal. It's like
a sign. I got you.
Ooh, but imagine if it was a Sprite. Pepsi would have.
I don't know. I don't know what it is either, but I'm just guessing because I don't know about that. But people were actually going in on Boosie after that because they were saying, so that's what made you finally want to leave jail? Just seeing that, not all the everything else goes on, not the...
What do you think people are, what do you think people are scared of the most when they go to jail? What do you think? What do you think really terrifies you? The Boondock did a whole episode about it. Anal rape.
Yes.
Okay? Like, that's what they know. Yes. No.
No. No.
What are you talking about?
All right, Sanya Richards Ross, the Olympic track star from the United States, and she's a U.S. Olympic track star, and she's married to Aaron Ross. She has a book, Chasing Grace, that's coming out, and in that book, she talks about competing in the Beijing Olympics and what happened to her right before she had to go and compete. It was an awful situation that she still thinks about to this day. Here's what she said.
Since I was 9 years old, I always wanted to be an Olympic champion, and when I found out I was pregnant, of course, it still breaks my heart to think about it, but I felt like it was the choice I had to make in order to continue pursuing my dreams. I felt like I wasn't ready to be a mom at the time, and so it was really hard, and I feel like I'm still actually overcoming and healing from that choice. But, you know, I absolutely regretted that choice. It's not something that I ever wanted to experience, and especially now as I am pregnant and about to have a child, I can't even imagine having to make that choice again.
So she had an abortion.
Yes, she had an abortion, and that's because the next day she had to leave to go to the Beijing Olympics. So right now she is pregnant, but she said that decision does still weigh heavily on her heart.
Did she win a medal that year?
I think she did. I think she won a medal. I thought I seen them holding up a medal. So yes, they won a medal.
The USA.
She made a sacrifice. She made a choice.
And that's interesting because in my book club, we did read Dr. Willie Parker's book, and he talks about why women should be able to have the choice what to do with their bodies. And it's a decision like that.
Absolutely.
That could have affected her greatly because then she couldn't have competed in the Olympics and won her gold medal. So it was just a decision that she had to make.
She made a choice. But she's pregnant now. I hope she has a healthy baby.
Yeah.
Right. All right, now let's talk about Bill Cosby's trial, day two. Andrea Constant is on the stand. Now, we told you about the first day Keisha Knight Pulliam, a.k.a. Rudy Huxtable, did show up in court to support Bill Cosby, and here was her explanation of why.
You know, it's just really important for me to be here to show my support for Mr. Cosby. It's easy to be supportive when things are great, when things are good. Everyone goes through adversity. Everyone's human. And it's not my job to decide, you know, guilt or innocence. You have to let the evidence speak for that. And it's just unfortunate. I'm showing up in the manner that if it was reversed, I would want someone to show up for me.
Old Rudy just jumped to the top of the wheel. See, I'm going to tell you something. Keisha Knight Pulliam is thinking smart, and I'm going to tell you why she's thinking smart. She's like, look, man, Bill Cosby going to die one day. He got a will, he got a lot of money, he got a lot of assets. The rest of y'all Cosby kids don't want to show up. He going to leave me all of y'all portions.
No, she ain't thinking that. Listen, she probably just want to
Theo got cut out the will.
Support her daddy. Or support
Denise
her
got cut out
TV
the
dad.
Will. Sandra got cut out the will. Vanessa got cut out the will. Rudy the only one going to be left in the will.
How you know they was in the will? They're not even their real kids.
Cosby kids was in the will. And Fat Albert.
What about Olivia?
No, he cut her out the will.
All right, now on the stand yesterday, Andrea Constant was talking about going to his house in January 2004 to talk about switching her career from athletics to massage therapy. She said after 30 minutes of conversation, he went upstairs and returned with three pills he told her were herbal. He said, they're your friends, they'll take the edge off. She said, I trust you, I took the pills and swallowed them. That's when she said she started seeing double. When she tried to stand up, she said her legs were not strong and she started to panic a little bit. And when she jolted awake, she felt Mr. Cosby's hand groping her breast and under her shirt. She said he then penetrated her with his fingers and he placed her hand on his penis. So that is what she said happened. Bill Cosby, in the meantime, was shaking his head as she continued about how she lost consciousness. And when she woke up, Bill Cosby was there offering her a muffin and some tea. She said she was humiliated and very confused. Now, when Bill Cosby left the courthouse, some people were applauding for him. And here's what happened. He gave them a little hey, hey, hey.
Bill, that wasn't Bill.
Yes, it was.
Bill said
this video.
That's funny.
Oh, Jesus.
Play it one more time just so you guys can hear Bill Cosby.
Bill don't know what's going on, man.
He has no idea what the hell is happening.
My goodness.
All right. Jesus Christ. Somebody told him it was a Fat Albert sequel press junket. Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, boy.
I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Wednesday, June 7th goes to a young man from Utah named Chris Severe. And according to the Huffington Post, he is described as an anti-gay bigot. The reason he is described as an anti-gay bigot is because he doesn't agree with gay marriage. In fact, he wants a federal judge in Utah to overturn gay sex marriage, or same-sex marriage. Chris told the Houston Press that the state is not doing anyone any favors by encouraging people to live that lifestyle. We have to define marriage. Blah, blah, blah. Same old rhetoric from people who need to just mind their business. I will never understand why people care so much about where someone else puts their penis and why people give a damn about who chooses to marry who. Who another man penetrates don't make you ejaculate. Why do you care? But anyway, Chris Severe wants to get married too, and he has filed a lawsuit against the state of Utah because they are allowing same-sex couples to get married, but they won't let him marry who, or should I say what, he wants to marry. Let's go to KSTU TV Fox 13 for the report, please.
Marrying your laptop is not a right protected by the U.S. Constitution. That's what the Utah Attorney General's office is arguing in a new court filing. They're asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed against the state by Chris Severe. Now, he's suing the governor and attorney general and Utah County clerk, arguing that if gays and lesbians can marry, he can marry his computer. Severe also wants a federal judge here to overturn same-sex marriage. The Utah Attorney General's office says the U.S. Supreme Court made that decision and it cannot be overturned by the lower courts.
Your Uncle Sharla keeps telling y'all every day, we wake up on this planet, our job is to avoid other people's crazy. You can't control other people's crazy. And this is a prime example of that. Chris Severe doesn't approve of gay marriage, but he wants to marry his laptop. Now, if a same-sex couple walked in and said they wanted to get married, and then Chris Severe walked in with his MacBook and said, I want to marry my laptop, which one of these people would you look at and say, something is wrong here? This is a prime example of why you shouldn't smoke crack if you live in a glass trap house, okay? You out here judging people, Chris Severe, for who they want to marry, and you want to marry your laptop. Well, according to Utah Attorney General David Wolf, Chris Severe's laptop is only 15. Therefore, even if the Constitution did give you the right to marry your laptop, you couldn't because your laptop is too young to marry under Utah law, which means that you, sir, are a pedophile. So you have the nerve to judge same-sex couples, but they aren't the ones committing a crime, okay, having relations with an underage laptop. Sometimes I wake up and I feel like I'm in an alternate universe. Can you play the clip from KSTV TV again, please, so I can make sure I'm not dreaming? Just want to make sure.
Marrying your laptop is not a right protected by the U.S. Constitution. That's what the Utah Attorney General's office is arguing in a new court filing. They're asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed against the state by Chris Severe. Now, he's suing the governor and attorney general and Utah County clerk, arguing that if gays and lesbians can marry, he can marry his computer. Severe also wants a federal judge here to overturn same-sex marriage. The Utah Attorney General's office says the U.S. Supreme Court made that decision and it cannot be overturned by the lower courts.
Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Chris Severe the biggest hee haw, please. All right. When you penetrate your laptop, it's called a plug-in, too, by the way.
But I'm bumped.
Just want to throw that out there.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Donkey. Today, when we come back, ask Ye. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. What line you want to go to, Ye?
Let's do caller number 4.
800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Oh, this is Nakia.
Hey, Nakia. What's your question for Ye?
Okay. Well, I've been dating this guy for like a year and a half. And like, he's had some like financial problems and... He's not ready for a relationship, but he keeps, like, holding on to me, and, like, we've been going back and forth, and I don't know what to do. I don't know if I really care about him, and I know he loves me, and I love him, but I don't know if I should, like, hold on to it and work on it, or just let it go until he gets it together.
There's two things here. You're saying that he has financial problems, but you're saying he also doesn't want to be in a relationship.
Well, he said that. But, like, he doesn't act like it. Like, he's like, oh, I don't really want to right now.
Okay, so it doesn't seem like you really have too much. You're asking, should you stick around and hope that later on he wants to be in a relationship?
Pretty much, yeah.
Does that sound like a good idea?
Sounds like a horrible idea.
All right, because I didn't know what the financial part had to do with it.
Because he says, like, the reason why he doesn't want to be in a relationship right now is because he's not financially stable and he doesn't feel like he can provide for me like he wants to.
First of all, being in a relationship and not being financially stable actually works out even better. It costs a lot more money to not be in a relationship and have to date around. When you're with somebody and they care about you, the money shouldn't matter so much, right?
Yeah, I don't care about it, obviously.
Right. Now, I was recently reading an article on Nicole Bitchy's site about Corey Hardrick and Tia Mowry and how they met. He was at the bus stop and she actually gave him a ride and he didn't have any money at the time. He said he was embarrassed and they were friends since that and that's how they actually started dating. So clearly for them, because she was very successful at that time, the money didn't matter. Does the money matter to you?
No.
Okay, so it seems like he's making an excuse. He doesn't want to be in a relationship. It doesn't really have to do with the money.
Yeah.
And if a man tells you, I don't want to be in a relationship, I don't care what that reason is, he doesn't want to be in a relationship. And if you continue to stay with him and let him act like you guys are in a relationship, but he still has the freedom to do whatever he wants to do, and he can tell you, well, it's not like we're together like that, and I told you that, so I'm not really doing anything wrong, then that's on you. If you choose to still let him treat you like you guys are together without actually being together, that's your decision. Now, if you say to him, in order for us to continue, then me and you need to make a decision to be monogamous, and he can take that or leave it, then that's a whole nother situation. But you got to let him make a decision. He can't just have everything that he wants and not give up anything.
Yeah.
If you want more.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
All right, no problem.
Good luck. All right, thank ask you. Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you could call her right now.
Don't you guys think it's cheaper to be in a relationship than to be single?
Cheaper?
I don't know.
I feel like you spend a lot more money when you're dating around and stuff than if you're single. If you're settled down with somebody.
No, because when I was single, I didn't buy no girl nothing.
Well, he's talking about buying gifts.
Birthdays, but I just mean even spending money. Like, when you're with somebody, I feel like they know you well enough that you can tell them and actually say, listen, yeah.
No, see, that's taking your significant other for granted, because you think just because that's your significant other,
you don't have to spend no money.
I think that's taking it for granted.
Well, I think that you can show somebody that you love different ways to care about them without having to spend a lot of money, and they'll ride with you on that. But I think it's just harder when you don't know somebody so well and you want to go out, but you don't have money to take them out.
Man, I don't care about no girl that's not my wifey. When I was single, I didn't care. I run through these chicks, they get nothing.
You did buy Michael Kors back.
Nathan, no, I got did that when I was cheap.
You bought a bottle in the club.
I had to keep them quiet.
Oh. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051.
Yet another reason why it's more expensive.
1051. Ask Ye, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Gucci Mane with Both. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Rocky from Warren
Club. Hello. What's your question for
you? Oh, we spoke to you the other day, didn't we?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so break down your situation.
Well, I participated in your X-Files yesterday about an individual that I used to deal with on a regular basis. I just want to know how do I approach a situation where we've had previous relations, but it seems as if he's trying to deny me now because I guess public perception and things like that.
So he's not out?
I'm not sure if he's completely out, no.
Okay, but so what does public perception have to do with it?
I mean, because I am, and it seems as if in public he tries to deny or ridicule or even just not acknowledge me at all.
Okay, so he's ashamed of your guy's relationship in public, but in private, it's a different story.
Yes, ma'am, or it has been in the past, yes.
What happens in private?
I mean, we have a great time. I mean, we date. I mean, we have our relations, and, you know, it seems as if it's a kumbaya situation where we're both happy.
Does he date women also publicly?
I believe so. I mean, he has children.
Right. Does he have a significant other, are you the side piece?
Well, I haven't noticed him being in this type of serious relationship.
Well, you better ask some questions. Stop.
I mean, he hasn't been speaking with me for about 2 weeks now. I just don't know if I should continue to push the situation or should I just fall back?
He hasn't even spoken to you in 2 weeks. What situation are you pushing?
I mean, like I said, we have great times before in previous situations.
Have you guys had sex?
Yes, multiple times.
Okay, you don't ask him any questions. How can you let a man put his can I say in you?
No, you can't say that.
You should feel like you should be able to ask him anything you want to ask him.
That's right. If he's penetrated you, you rolled that D from the back.
You know, Charlamagne was quiet until he heard you say that.
I'm just saying, I hate the fact that we feel like we don't want to ask questions and we're trying to play this guessing game. If somebody is penetrating you, you should be able to ask any kind of questions that you want to ask.
Why does you say penetrating like that?
I mean, I just don't want to damage the situation if it already is.
We don't know anything if we don't ask questions. What are you supposed to do? Just guess? Just keep on shooting your shot, not knowing whether or not he's going to be
receptive?
I mean,
that's what I'm kind of just guessing right now. I'm just playing it as it goes.
Stop playing games. You need to ask him, are you in a relationship? Are you in a relationship with a woman? Are you out of the closet? Are you embarrassed for people to know? Is this something that you want to keep doing in secret? Find out the answers to these questions, but you're not going to know
Dragon Ball Z.
If you don't ask. You have to be direct. You never know. It might be a relief for him to be honest with you and have this discussion. Maybe it's difficult for him to talk about it. Maybe he wants to talk about it. But you can't keep your mouth quiet and your legs open.
What?
I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, if I don't have the opportunity. He doesn't give me the opportunity to speak with him, to do it in private. I mean, should I just approach him?
How does he not give you the opportunity to speak with him in private?
I mean, because like I said, he hasn't spoken with me in 2 weeks. He's not returning calls, text messages, and I don't want to pull up on him abruptly.
It's over then. If he's not talking to you in 2 weeks and won't return your calls or text messages, that's your answer.
So you think I should just leave it alone?
Yes, leave it. He left you alone. You can't do anything about that. If somebody doesn't return your calls or text messages in 2 weeks, and don't let him try to pop back up later when he wants to get some more D.
Looking all cute and everything, you gotta hold off.
Yeah, forget him. He's not even responding to you. Why don't you want to be with somebody that wants to be with you?
I mean, this does happen, not often, but, you know, sometimes where he just disappears and then he comes back.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not cool. Are you cool with it?
No, not at all.
Well, then stop being cool with it.
He's demonetized right now.
Demonetized. What are you saying? That D is a demon?
No. Stop being cool with it, because if you keep letting him do that and keep letting him disappear and come back, why would he stop? You take him back every time.
Listen, put the coke in the shower and ride the D from the back.
Oh, man.
So I guess I can just stand up for myself and just, like you said, let him know that if he tries to come back again, it has to be a either in or out situation.
Yes, yes, there
that's
you go.
Exactly
there
you
that's
go.
Exactly that's what exactly we're saying.
Hey, baby,
that's
baby.
In or out situation.
Hey, you speak up. Open your mouth and close your legs, okay?
He don't want to open his mouth. That might go wrong, too.
All right, I appreciate that.
Good luck, man.
Thank you.
All right, I don't know if that was great advice.
Why?
Open your mouth and close your legs?
Talk. Communicate. What I mean by open your mouth. What are you thinking?
Yeah, the same.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, having his legs closed ain't gonna make no difference. Right?
Stop just giving him sex and not asking
we
questions.
Don't care if your
That's
legs
all
closed.
I'm trying to say.
Is your butthole open?
is what we want to know.
Oh, my you guys.
All right, ask me. 800-585-1051.
And just remember, we are here to help. Well, I am. I don't know what these guys are
we
here
helping.
For.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Oh, what am I going to do with y'all? Yes, LeBron James. Now, some people had an issue with him using Emmett Till's name and discussing the racist vandalism at his home, but we'll tell you how Emmett Till's family feels about it.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors.
Man, salute Kylie Jenner's new boo first, man. Salute the man that took Kylie from Tiger before you do anything.
Travis Scott?
Yes.
Salute to him.
Backsell his song.
Salute to him.
Yes, that was Travis Scott Goosebumps. I just like to remind Tiger that Travis took your girl every time that record plays.
So you didn't really care about the song. You just wanted to say Travis Scott's name.
Yes, and that he took Tiger's girl. Have a blessed day.
This guy right here. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk LeBron.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, during a news conference, LeBron James referenced Emmett Till when he talked about the racist vandalism at his home in L.A. Here's what he said, just to refresh you.
And I think back to Emmett Till's mom, actually. It's kind of one of the first things I thought of. And the reason that she had a open casket is because she wanted to show the world what her son went through as far as a hate crime and, you know, being black in America. No matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, no matter how many people admire you, being black in America is tough.
Now, some people were critical about LeBron James referencing Emmett Till because what Emmett Till went through was nowhere near on the level of what LeBron went through. But Emmett Till's cousin, who also co-founded the Emmett Till Legacy Foundation, Deborah Watts, said she has no issue with this. Here's what she said.
Well, I don't understand the criticism because, you know, it's his experience and we all have our own experience. And Emmett Till's name is a very powerful name. And I think our country is, you know, we're sounding like, looking like that we're trying to turn the clock back. And I think with what he did and using his platform was very, very powerful. And I really appreciate his courage because it is important. We need to understand what happened back then, to understand what's happening today, and to make sure that we don't repeat it.
Now, she talked about how the environment was what created an opportune time for people to do what they did and felt like they fell toward Emmett Till. So does she feel like, while this is not a lynching, it is also an environment that creates negative things like that, awful things to happen?
Yeah, and it was just a visible act of racism. That's why Emmett Till's mother kept the casket open, to let people see what racism did to her son. And, you know, you look at LeBron's house, which we haven't seen pictures of, but still, that writing and the N-word on somebody's house is a visible act of racism.
It is.
All right, now, have you ever approached somebody for an autograph and got curved and been embarrassed that you'd even approach them?
Never. No. I'm a man. I have standards about myself.
Or a picture or something like that?
I have integrity. I don't ask people for no autograph.
Mm-mm. I never got curved.
The only person I ever asked for a picture and who curved me was Prince. Okay?
I remember that.
I set the bar high. All right?
You didn't ask. You just tried to take one.
No, I didn't. I asked.
I said,
can we take a picture? And he politely declined, and then he floated away. And
how did he decline?
He said, no, I don't take pictures. That's what he said. I don't feel like taking pictures right now.
Well, I just want to give you all some advice right now. If you run into Jerry Seinfeld, do not even attempt to ask for a picture or a hug or anything like that, because he is not going to play no games with y'all. Here's what happened when Kesha approached Jerry Seinfeld.
It's hard to just sleep when you're tired, because people are tired most of the time.
I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
The video looks crazy.
I don't know who that was.
That was Kesha.
Okay. Well, I wish her the best.
The new leader of a tribe called Curve, wow. Jerry Seinfeld. Woo. Drop one of Clues bombs for that man, damn it.
Can you play that again?
That's embarrassing.
That really wasn't embarrassing. I give Kesha props, because if you're going to try to hug somebody, you do try to hug a legend like Jerry Seinfeld.
I'm not going to lie. I would be super excited. But he was in the middle of doing an interview on the record. Like, he's talking.
Is hilarious.
So maybe that timing was bad for her to interrupt him in the middle of that. But let's hear it one more time.
Whoa, I got to see this video again.
It's hard to just sleep when you're tired because people are tired most of the time.
I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little hug.
Yeah, no, thanks. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, that was Kesha.
No. Okay. Well, I wish her the best.
He said, no, thanks.
Wow.
Prince is the only person to ever curb me, but that was understandable. It was 6 in the morning.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Okay. That is good. That was a good one.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if Chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.